Arizona Guy Pitti here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live,
the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH,
here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Thank you for tuning in like you do every Saturday at 5 o'clock. It is hot out there today, and there is one place that you need to be to quench your thirsts and to cool off. We are broadcasting live from the basement. What basement is that? It's a speakeasy basement. We have to remember to be quiet in here. It's a speakeasy. We're broadcasting live from the Tough Luck Club, which is in the basement of Riley Craft Pizza and Drink on the corner of Scott and Pennington in downtown Tucson. How many craft cocktail fans do we have in the house? The party is just getting started. Happy hour just began. We've got $5 classic cocktails, old fashions, martinis, Manhattans, gimlets, even the bee's knees is only $5 all the way up until 7 o'clock. So come on down to Riley Craft Pizza and Drink right in the corner, again, of Scott and Pennington in downtown Tucson. Take a couple of flights stairs down to the Tough Luck Club, and we're going to be celebrating speakeasy style. Anyway, we have our next guest, our celebrity co-host for the full hour, has not been on the show for a while, and our listeners have been wondering exactly what he's been doing, what he's been drinking, how much fun he's been having, and we want to get him on to give us a report on everything he's been doing on the craft beer scene. Our good friend from Lettier Films, Scott Lettier.
Matt Russell, thank you for inviting me on the new show.
I mean, this we're on awesome. FM, dude.
FM, yeah, FM. We're coming in nice, and should we use our FM?
Nice and clear. You know, someone's looking at me, it's like, this is a speakeasy, so we're going to do the whole show
Okay.
We're going to sing to the whole show. No, whatever, it's On the Menu Live. But anyway, now what's been going on in your world? I want to get a sense of what you've been drinking on the craft beer side of things, but all of our listeners know you and your award-winning filmmaking savvy and aplomb, as they say. What's been keeping you busy with Lettier Films these days?
Oh, we're making videos, making films, and that part's all staying busy, and we're drinking beers, and we're exploring the world, and
I want to be
tasting
you.
New tastes.
Making films and drinking beers and tasting taste.
It's awesome. Life is good.
But you're working on something cool. You're doing like a documentary now.
Okay, so next week, yes, I'm working on a documentary with my buddy Herb Stratford and his wife Carrie Stratford.
Yep, love them.
We're doing a documentary about Gustav's Gustav Stickley.
The arts and crafts guy.
Arts and crafts guy, yeah. He did the arts and crafts movement. Got it started back in, the turn of the century. And so Herb had this idea of, let's explore this because there are people that are really into this movement and in today, and they collect all this old furniture. And so we've been putting this story together of who these people are, what Gustav Stickley's story is, and what that was all about. And so we shot an interview with his great granddaughter and her husband, and they have this house in just outside of Boston that is pretty much all of this old furniture and this old piano that she took piano lessons on when she was a baby, when she was a little kid. Anyway, got to meet these cool people, shot in their house, which is it's like you went back in time 100 years, at least easily 100 years ago. And so the husband Tim lit the house with all these dimmable lights, and it's just perfect for filmmaking because we could dim lights at will.
Sure.
And then he had all this amazing 150-year-old furniture sitting around.
Now, I actually had a chance to see a teaser
yes.
Of this documentary today, and it was just beautiful. The cinematography.
Well, thank you.
And I'm genuinely speaking, it's such a great story line to sink your teeth into on documentary-style stuff, but what you've done with that teaser is, I think, extraordinary.
Yeah, we put that together to help raise funds for this because, obviously, independent filmmaking, unless somebody comes up to you from Hollywood and says, I got $10 million burning a hole in my pocket. Can you make a movie about dinosaurs? That doesn't happen, but so we're spending our own time and effort and money to get funds going. So that's what that teaser was.
Great.
And we go out next week and we're shooting in Morris Plains, New Jersey. There's a little arts and crafts hub out there, and then we go to his birthplace and his sort of his hometown outside of Syracuse and the Finger Lakes. And
fascinating story. Now, for really people that want, is it live for people to see the teaser, and even if it speaks to them, to get in on the action themselves and actually throw some dollars your way?
Oh, yeah. If you're into the arts and crafts movement and you want to get behind something like this, by all means, go to Indiegogo.com, do a Gustav Stickley a search, and you'll find it. And I'm not sure if it's posted on my website or not, but I can go check.
And that's LatierFilms.com.
Yep.
You got to check it out. If you can't find it there, you're going to find some other cool stuff going on at LatierFilms.com. You know what? I was remiss in not raising the glass.
Oh, Scott. Yes, indeed.
I was so excited to see you.
Cheers.
But we have not really opened the show in the style that our listeners demand. We will say salute to you. I've chosen a $5 Manhattan, a rye Manhattan, to celebrate this Saturday. What are you sucking on over here?
I'm going with the local, the Dragoon IPA, supporting our local craft brew scene here.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. Now, what's our listeners know that whenever you come on the show, you always have some great things to reveal about some craft beers that may or may not be on people's radar. What have you been found fascinating?
I'm
going to
go
beer scene
quickly if I can, because when I was in Boston, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, a month ago, whenever, I guess it was about a month ago, I was looking forward to diving into the Boston local craft scene, and it's not as, at least in my short time there, as well developed as it is here in Tucson Arizona.
Still
and Colorado,
pretty much
Southwest.
A Sam Adams driven.
It really
culture
is.
There,
good
yeah.
Lord, Sam Adams is everywhere.
I know, no longer a craft brew. Seriously.
No, I was actually in the airport on my way out of town, and there was a Sam Adams restaurant. Oh. And I thought, surely they're going to have other taps here. And no. No.
All Sam's.
So I walked a little further, and I found, this is where I found, in the hotel we were, and I can't remember the name of it, but there were a couple of very nicely done crafties there. And there was a tiny little sort of airport pub that had some of these same crafts, but they actually had smaller batches. And so those were kind of delicious. Yeah, I couldn't bring anything home with me, but keeping in the lap.
But you did bring something
here. I did bring a souvenir. This is, again, local. This is Arizona, Grand Canyon Brewery. I found something the other day that has the flavor hop bomb inside the bottle. I didn't know what that was. I'm like, all right, it's a sales tube. I popped this sucker open last night.
Yeah.
And it kind of exploded, and I thought, oh, it's one of those nitrous things. No. Mm-hmm. I poured out the beer, and it was very tasty, I must say. But when I finished the beer, there was something rattling around inside.
Now, I can hear a rattle in the bottle.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, first thing I'm thinking of, it's like the Guinness can, the draft can. It's got that little plastic marble to regulate the flow of the
little
beer.
Little nitrous,
But you're saying that's not what it
that's
is.
That's not what this is. It's a little hop bomb. It's actually a little package of hops that they have inside here. So they let this thing finish aging inside the bottle.
So is it continuously infusing, or
it must be.
That's all. It's just steeping.
It was a very tasty, very tasty beer.
You can let that one rest in your beer cellar, and just let that hot bomb go to work all day and night.
Because what I was looking for actually was the Grand Canyon has a small batch that I found in Prescott shooting the Whiskey 50 or the Whiskey Off Road back in April, and we were in the Raven up there, and they were serving up. It was called Grand Canyon Into the Green. And I went, ooh, gosh,
yes,
got me
peaked
there. I actually got the last two pours before the keg ran out. And it was a double IPA that, I must say, that it ranks as the top three beers I've ever had.
We're talking to Scott Letier from Letier Films. He's our celebrity co-host for the full hour. He has introduced us to the Grand Canyon Brewing Company Hop Bomber IPA with a little ball of hops that just lovingly sits around and dances around in the bottle. Anyway, we're going to go out and grab some of these, obviously, right after the show. But, Scott, thanks for hanging out with us for
Absolutely.
The hour.
Thanks for the invite, Mr. Matt. Can't wait to dive into this show.
We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, our good friend Tom Alfonso of Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. He's actually going to be calling class to order, and this is one class you don't want to miss. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Matt Russell, and I have some fun new ways for you to get happy this summer at one of the hot spots on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene, Commoner & Co. Enjoy special happy hour prices on delectable dishes, craft brews, premium wines, and signature cocktails every Monday through Saturday from the moment they open their doors until 6 p.m. And every Monday, from open to close, each bottle of wine on the Commoner & Co. menu will be half off the regular price. Half off! Is there a better way to get your week started? Keep cool and get your happy on this summer at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Cole. I'll see you there.
Hey, fellow foodies, it's a brand new year, and I'm throwing down a challenge. The time has come for each and every one of you to do what I did years ago and liberate your pantries once and for all from those old jugs of oil and vinegar that you got from the big box grocery store. I'm Matt Russell, and I say enough is enough. It's time to make a fresh start for your family's health and choose only the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamic vinegars that can only be found at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Take it from the palate of a pro. Tom Alfonso is one of only a handful of certified olive oil tasters in the country, and his highly trained staff is ready to show you what you've been missing by pouring you some free samples today. Enjoy single varietal, fused, and infused olive oils, along with suggestions for pairing them with the perfect balsamic vinegars. Stop in today at one of their two convenient locations, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell in St. Philip's Plaza, and on the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee in Plaza Escondida. Or check them out online at alfonsooliveoil.com. On behalf of Tom and Nancy Alfonso, here's to your health and happiness all year long.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the quiet. Shh, it's a speakeasy. We're in the Tough Luck Club in the basement of Riley Craft Pizza and Drink. I can't do this show with a whisper, Scott.
Hey, here. Oh, no, man.
I can't do it. Anyway, come on down. Happy hour is just underway. We've got $5 craft cocktails again. Martinis, Old Fashions, Gimlets, Manhattan's, Bee's Knees. You're having a beer.
Did you tell them the house drink, the Coors?
The house drink. I mean, yeah, the can of Coors and a shot of corn whiskey is how they roll here at the Tough Luck Club. Come on out and join us. The party is just getting underway.
This is really cool down here.
The Tough Luck Club. I just love it down here. Well, there's another guy in this community, Scott, that you and I both love.
Yes, sir.
He and his lovely wife, Nancy, have given us something really special in this community, and that is introducing us to the finest, freshest extra virgin olive oils and specialty aged balsamics. His name is Tom Alfonso from Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, and he's on the phone with us now. Tom, how are you?
Good. How are you, Matt?
I'm doing great. I got to tell you, man, wish you were here. We're having great cocktails in the basement downtown.
Sounds like you're having a lot of fun.
But anyway, you and your team are actually going to be having a lot of fun here coming up in a couple of weeks. And I wanted to give you the opportunity to tell us about a class that you are calling to order on July the 30th, because all of our listeners have been to both of your locations there of Alfonso and have had a chance to engage you and your staff on great olive oils and great balsamics to enjoy with virtually everything that you're doing in the kitchen. But you guys are doing a cooking class, and you're going to show people how to really integrate fresh oils and balsamic vinegar grows actually into the cooking process.
We are. We've teamed up with Wendy Gauthier of Chef Chic, and on July 30th at the Carriage House, we're going to be doing, she's going to be doing a cooking demonstration using all of the, some of our olive oils and balsamics. And before she does the cooking demonstration, I am going to be doing a tasting of some of our newly arrived Southern Hemisphere oils from Australia, Chile, South Africa. So are you there?
I'm here, yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to be doing a demonstration in a class on how to taste olive oil. As you know, there is a certain way to taste extra virgin olive oil. And then Wendy's going to do some cooking. She's going to make a nice lemon olive oil poached shrimp over a vegetable couscous using our lemon olive oil and a Tuscan herb olive oil. And then she's got a going to make a blood orange olive oil gelato and put a lavender balsamic swirl on top of that. And some skillet baked eggs with our Bacalhaudi green chili olive oil. So this class is on July 30th at 11 a.m., and again, it's at the Carriage House downtown, and you have to sign up through the Carriage House, so you can either call them at 615-6100 or email Megan at Yanos.com.
Great. This sounds like a great opportunity, as I said, for our listeners to come. First of all, come meet you and Chef Sheik. Get a sense for, well, you know, how the, this multitude of flavors all come together when you're actually using olive oils and balsamics in the food preparation process. And now, as I understand it, Tom, people that come to this class aren't just sort of watching you and Chef prepare the dishes. They're actually getting a little bit of a course and education. And is there a tasting component as well? If you come, can you actually taste some of the things that you and Chef are putting together?
Oh yeah. We're going to actually, you get to eat. You get the recipes and you get the lunch. So you get to eat everything that we cook, and you get the hands-on experience on how to make it yourself. And using the olive oils and balsamics, it makes it a lot easier to turn any simple dish into something gourmet.
Beautiful. So, again, that is at 11 a.m. on July the 30th at the Carriage House. Now, I love what Janos and Chef Devin Sander have done with the Carriage House. It really is kind of a community center.
Yeah, I was going to ask, have you been there yet? Because it's a really cool place.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, they do a really great dim sum Sunday brunch, but they really use that space. They got the Jumbotrons. You know, they got this beautiful demo kitchen.
I got to actually screen a little film I did in there. It was really fun.
It's
it was
something
awesome.
That this community a, really yeah. needed. Again, just sort
especially
of,
downtown.
Exactly.
It was really cool.
Couldn't
yeah.
imagine it anywhere else. So, again, it's all happening on July the 30th at 11 a.m. Tom Alfonso and Chef Sheik Wendy Gauthier are going to be putting together this wonderful class. Reservations 615-6100. You want to be able to get on this now because this is one of those classes, fellow foodies, that I can almost guarantee is going to sell out. It is limited occupancy. Again, 615-6100. Now, did you and Wendy's kind of get together and decide what you were going to be doing from the food side of things, or did you bring some oils and vinegars to the table and let Chef do her magic?
I brought the oils and vinegars to the table and told her to come up with something, and then she came up with this great menu, and I couldn't have done it any better myself, so I'm really looking forward to it, too.
That's
and
right. Well,
we're going to be introducing some of our new olive oils. You know, we're going to be getting into the southern hemisphere here, so... we should be getting those oils in right before this class. So it's going to be great to be using some of the new fresh olive oils, too.
And the people that come to the class are going to be among the first to actually taste some of those that are coming in from the Southern Hemisphere.
They sure are, because they probably won't be in the store yet, because they'll just be coming in.
Yet
man,
another
reason
so to
good.
Get over there.
Yeah, gosh.
Tom, we just have a few seconds remaining. Remind all of our listeners exactly where both of your locations are in this community.
We have one location at St. Philip's Plaza at Campbell and River, and our second location is in Oro Valley on the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee in the shopping center there.
Great. Go get to know Tom and Nancy Alfonso. Tom is one of only a handful of certified olive oil tasters in the entire world. So, Tom, we want to thank you and your family for everything you've done, and hope to see you on July the 30th.
Okay. I'll see you there, Matt. Thank you very
Thanks
much.
Thanks so much. Tom
awesome.
Alfonso, always
awesome.
Fun having him on the show. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of other beloved sponsors. And when we come back, they're stirring, they're shaking, they're shifting. We've got Stephen Ott and John Holcomb from the Tough Luck Club. They are right on the other side of this break. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Don't go away.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best Of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me. I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
Hi, it's Matt Russell, and I know you're hungry because you're listening to this show, so it must be time to treat yourself to Tino's. Tino's Pizza, that is. Family-owned and operated for more than 30 years, Tino's serves up hand-tossed pizzas from scratch every single day, along with salads, wings, and oven-toasted sandwiches that will satisfy any appetite. And Tino's lineup of craft beers and premium wines will pair perfectly with any of their pizzas, like my favorite, the Dimitri Special. Pizza is a family affair, and Tino's invites you and yours to come in and experience the difference that local makes in a setting that's just right for any occasion. Isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tancredi Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town. And don't forget to download some money-saving coupons at tinospizza.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live, fellow foodies. You're listening to Matt Russell and Scott Letier broadcasting from the basement of Riley Craft Pizza and Drink downtown, known as the Tough Luck Club. Some people call it tough luck. I say lucky us, Scott.
Yeah, I'm pretty lucky. I'm sitting here with a beer in my hand. I got a microphone in my face. We're talking about stuff.
Talk about people. Booze. Yeah. Well, speaking of booze, my cup running
You're
empty,
running low.
But that's what happens when Stephen Ott and John Holcomb are in the house, and they're shaking, and they're stirring, and they're shifting, and they're seducing.
And we have people that get us this
and
stuff.
And they do everything that has put this place on the national cocktail map.
Yeah.
And I will say, introducing for their first On the Menu Live appearance, our good friend Stephen Ott and John Holcomb. How are you guys?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I mean, how can I not be doing great? I'm at the Tough Luck Club.
That's what we like to hear.
Now, let me ask you, Stephen Ott. I heard recently that the Tough Luck Club just was featured in Playboy magazine as bars that, what, like bars that are under the radar or bars that we love or bars that, I mean, how in the world did that come about? Scott, I think, subscribes to Playboy magazine. I wouldn't have known that other than
they
that.
They have good articles, obviously.
Content, they know their
hello.
Content. But how did that come about, Stephen?
To be honest, it was sort of a surprise thing. One of the writers from Playboy came in on a weekend night, didn't really say anything about it, but had a really good time and then contacted us the next week about potentially wanting to write a feature about it. So, yeah.
And that's how it works. Now, let me ask you, for someone who's never been down the basement, and I hope I'm not violating protocol by speaking above a whisper.
No.
Because I know it's a speakeasy style, a speakeasy spirit. But I can't do that. Give our listeners a sense of what this whole tough luck concept is all about, because I'm intrigued.
Sure. It's a basement bar. It's a basement cocktail bar. The goal for us is making interesting, potentially challenging drinks sometimes, but stuff that everybody enjoys, making it accessible for everyone while still having some pretty interesting stuff. So.
And interesting is putting it mildly, because I'm going through the multi-page cocktail and spirits menu down here at the Tough Luck Club. Of course, we're celebrating happy hour. All these great throwback classic cocktails done with intention for only $5. But your spirits program here is pretty sophisticated. But I love what you said recently. You know, we want to be a place for everybody. If you want to come in and have a great conversation about a $14 cocktail and really get to know the whole culture of the spirit world, we're your place. If you want to come down here for a shot and a beer, get comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it should be.
That's the whole concept, is just being a place for everyone and, you know, being a place where you can come, get loud, have maybe a couple too many. And
what?
Yeah, just enjoy yourself.
Scott,
speaking of which, do you need a
why
drink?
Why is he looking at us?
I wasn't going to say anything.
I was going to say, why is he looking at us, John, when he said that?
But then let me ask you, so there's been this cultural renaissance on the cocktail scene. I mean, you go down to Tales of Cocktail, you know, in New Orleans, it's going to be the biggest and best yet. People are really beginning to realize what the cocktail can be as part of a conversation today. How would you fit the Tough Luck Club along that landscape when people are celebrating what cocktails are again? How would you? Where does the Tough Luck Club fit in that spectrum?
Well, I think that we kind of just fit in with everybody else, honestly. I mean, we take the approach of using all fresh ingredients, trying to make all of our syrups from scratch. Just the same as anybody else nowadays that knows what they're doing. And we just try to take that approach. But also, not being just a cocktail bar, just trying to be a bar.
And not just a cocktail bar. I'd be remiss if I were to do a segment here about the program at the Tough Luck Club and not talk about your house special. So your house special is not a cocktail with 35 ingredients stirred 30 times to pay homage to the Revolution Circle. What's the house special here, Stephen?
House special is a shot of bonded corn whiskey and a beer and a Coors.
Corn whiskey and a Coors, Scott.
Dang straight, baby.
And that's got to be one of the best things going here at Tough Luck Club.
It's one of our most. It's the best deal in the house for sure.
For sure. And again, that's only $4.
$4.
Now, is that only during happy hour? Is that open to close?
All the time.
Okay. Cocktails, Tough Luck Club, corn whiskey,
bonded
corn whiskey, like bottled and bond on the bourbon side. Same holds true on the corn side.
Mm-hmm.
4 years in a barrel in government-controlled warehouses. One of the things that the government does right, they control the warehouses. I guess that's good, right?
Yeah, bottled at 100 proof.
100 proof as well.
100 proof, that's what we mean by bond. Now, John Holcomb, we love spending time at the beer garden. I want to know what it means to, I want to do like a beer gardening conversation. I think beer gardening should be an Olympic sport.
There you go.
And if anyone has a gold medal in the Olympic sport of beer gardening, it's you, John Holcomb. What's going on upstairs at the beer garden?
Up in the beer garden, that's kind of an extension of the restaurant. But it's all bar service. No waiters walking around, but you just order from the bartender. We have 40 different craft beers on tap, 15 that stay constant. So if you like that beer, you know you can always come back and get the same beer. And then the other 25 rotate constantly.
40
beers
on
tap.
Man, oh man.
Sorry.
You just start at the top and work your way down. Indoor, outdoor vibe.
Maybe not all on the same night, but.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. So come on here, check out the beer garden, check out the Tough Luck Club. Now, Stephen, you were telling me something before we went on that you've got something fun going on the first Sunday of every month here at the Tough Luck Club.
Yeah, absolutely. We've, in general, kind of been trying to do a little bit more programming and get some fun things going on in the bars. First Sunday of every month, we're running guest bartenders down here. We've had about 3 so far, and we're going to keep it going. But, yeah, first Sunday of every month, we have...
Is that, like, open mic? Like, I want to try to be a bartender? Or you have real professionals that know what they're doing?
Right. It's sort of friends and colleagues from different bars, people we respect in the industry, and they come in and run their own menu and do their own thing, make the space what they want it to be.
I'm just going
to
throw it out there. I bartended at the Bum Steer about 30 years ago, and
come
I'm just
in.
Saying, I'm ready. I'm ready to suit up, Stephen and John.
We've
what are you doing in September?
Anyway, yeah. John Holcomb and Stephen Ott from the Tough Luck Club and Riley Craft Pizza and Drink, thank you so much for live aiding everybody here with such love.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick news break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, our featured guests are in the house. Chefs Brandon Dillon and Tyler Fenton are in the house. You don't want to miss one delicious bite. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here. And I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. The heat is on in southern Arizona, and I ask you, is your grill ready for a busy barbecue season? Mine wasn't until I called Tucson Grill Cleaning, your go-to company for all things barbecue. Not only do they clean even the grossest of grills with an exclusive purification treatment that will breathe new life into your beloved barbecue, they also do grill installations and repairs, sell unique grill accessories, and give great advice. Don't you deserve a well-functioning appliance free of the nastiness that no grill should be subject to? Call the award-winning Tucson Grill Cleaning today for a clean grill of health at 245-7967. That's 245-7967. Or simply book your appointment online at TucsonGrillCleaning.com.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. We're having more fun than human beings should be allowed to have. We're broadcasting live from the basement of Riley Craft Pizza and Drink. They call it the Tough Luck Club downtown. As I said, some people call it tough luck. I say lucky us, Scott.
Heck yeah.
Now,
so I got that. Yeah.
Yeah, you ordered the house special during the commercial break, which is a can of Coors Banquet beer. Let's give reverence where
it's
due.
Yeah.
Yes, and a shot of bonded corn whiskey. I believe the words that uttered, that flowed from your lips before we came back for the commercial break were holy and cow.
Yeah.
Holy cow, I wrote it down.
Did you really?
Is that your first corn whiskey, man?
In a while, yeah.
since noon, maybe.
Yeah, it's a flavorful elixir.
I mean, yeah. You want to come here and only here for corn whiskey. Anyway, Bump Steer, I bartended there 30 years ago. That's where I met my lovely bride. We're now married 25 years. We met on a White Wednesday, back in the 80s. You probably have some 80s memories from those
days.
We've
talked about this in the old days. You were bartending over at Bump Steer. I was DJing at the Wildcat House,
right?
Which is no longer the Wildcat House.
Brother John's, yeah, absolutely.
But, I think ours was, White Wednesday was Bump Steer night. And
College Countdown, if memory serves.
Yeah.
29-cent Coronas for 1 hour, and then any coin, any drink
for
another hour.
And I was in that DJ booth, cranking up L'Amour's Day, little Cameo, little Pebbles.
That's good times, man. let's just say, the food and beverage conversation has matured.
Indeed.
Since the Bump Steer and the Wildcat House. And there's two guys in this community that have evolved the maturation of the food and beverage conversation.
Aww.
And they are our very good friends, our brethren in brew. We've got Chef Brandon Dillon and we got Chef Tyler Fenton. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, doing great. Thanks for having us.
Tyler, I got to say, last time I saw you, in fact, last time you were on this radio show, I caught you lovingly ladling a provolone cheese fondue over a gorgeous, I believe it was a porchetta sandwich over at the 1055 Brewing Company. I mean, if the words provolone and fondue are not on your CV now, they should be. Man, what an experience that was.
Yeah, that was a great day. We had a lot of fun.
Too much fun, yeah.
Right, and I got to ask you, Brandon, last time I saw you, you actually were at the Iron Chef competition on the guest side of things. What was it like for you watching these two guys, Javier Castro and Danny Perez, duking it out when just a couple of years ago you were right there with Chef Ryan Clark,
right?
Kicking out a ton of mangoes was the secret ingredient.
Exactly.
What was it like being an observer at that time?
To be an observer, those two are actually one of my good friends. I worked with them back in the day, which was yesterday. No, but it was a great time to see those two guys compete. And to do the secret ingredient was chocolate within an hour with Danny Perez, the winner. To bring a pasta machine and make pasta with chocolate, incredible, that I hear was actually really good. So hats off to him and Javier and Casino del Sol coming down and competing for that event. An hour goes by so fast.
Yeah, seriously, it does. And like you said, these guys were kicking out tagliatelle.
Yeah.
And you got a plate up, four courses, each with chocolate in it.
And including with plating for the judges. So there's 13 plates per course. So, and one of, you have to use Cel Artois in one of those courses as well. So it's an intense, it's pretty hard.
Yeah,
that's one of the hardest.
I was just the MC at that event. I didn't get the judge, so I didn't get to eat. But it looked
It looked great. And then the hurricane happened.
The whole resort was operated on a generator.
Yeah, so that was a good time. It was a fun night.
So Tyler Fenton, first time we did our show here, we were up in the restaurant. Second time we did the show, you would just launch this new beer garden concept. We did the show there.
Yep.
Third time we do the show, we're hanging out here in your basement. We're in the speakeasy. I love when you open concepts because you get to do a different show every time. You got some up your sleeve, or are you like three and out, man?
I mean, we'll definitely do more.
Are we going to break news? Scott, write this down. We're going to break news.
We're typing away.
News. We're going to do more. Does that mean on the grounds of Riley, or are you going to be doing something more somewhere else?
I think the Riley site is basically maxed out.
I would say so. But you're churning. Something's going on.
Yeah, we're starting to look at new
ideas.
Projects outside of the building. We're not ready to say anything officially yet, are.
Okay. I was going to push send and everything.
Will you just make a commitment to me now, boys, that when you have something to say, our listeners demand breaking news. I want to be the one to break the story. A deal?
Deal.
Good answer.
We can shake hands.
Yeah, let's do it. We're doing it right
Boom,
now.
Boom, done.
So, Tyler, when you opened Riley Craft Pizza and Drink, you sort of made this pledge to be the new breed of hospitality here in Southern Arizona. What did you mean by that?
So, for me, that means looking at where the restaurant industry has been over the past 20 years and looking at where we want it to go. And so taking influence from what we've been doing, but really trying to push forward and break free of some of the the traditions that have come about that we don't really love, and we wanted to sort of build a new direction for restaurant culture where, you know, it's new. We want to really have employees that love what they do. We want to have restaurants that have multi concepts operating under one umbrella, like we have here. We have a restaurant, a beer garden, and the cocktail bar down right here. So really just looking at what people have done and not trying to repeat that, and not really being concept-driven, being more menu-driven and food-driven and product-driven rather than just this grand idea of what this place should be.
Right.
It's what
right
we really do.
And you say that you respect tradition, but yet you encourage evolution. Is there something on the menu that you believe is a manifestation of the respect of tradition, what we hold dear, what we hold true, what you know that if you tweak too much you would be held in public rebuke, but that you also brought that modern, fresh kind of Tyler Fenton twist to it?
That is a great question. One dish doesn't really come to mind.
Yeah.
We try and embody that in most of the dishes
menu
we do.
Menu-wide.
We do have dishes that are like very classic, very traditional, but we try to have the majority of the menu, like some of the specials you'll have tonight. You can see where it came from, but really pushing flavor combinations or technique to really bring it into a new and less familiar. You know, it's familiar enough that you recognize it,
right?
But unfamiliar enough that you're excited about it.
So yeah, just taking the traditional things and using sous vide machines, you know, instead of, you know, a typical braise in the oven. You know, we're just kind of changing those things up a little bit.
So that was the question I was going to say. When you guys are trying to come up with a special,
mm-hmm,
is that time for chef to say, all right, we're going to stop doing what we do every night? I mean, we got to do what we do every night,
right?
But I want to get a little creative. I've got an idea. Is that where the specials come from?
Absolutely. You know, it's what's great about coming into a restaurant is that, you know, the ambiance, but also knowing as a chef that what we can get locally here in town, especially in Arizona. So especially with Sleeping Frog Farms coming in with these certain things that they have on the menu that you don't get all through the year. That's what we try to focus on, maybe doing a little something traditional Italian, you know, with the brujol. And then just kind of changing up a little bit, you know, with a little modern twist.
Now, I've been following your career for a long time, Brandon
Dillon,
but you're relatively new here to the team at Riley, and I got to go back to Tyler. You'll say it takes a village, and I get that, but, you know, you're the owner, you're the chef. I think I even saw you sweeping the floor one night.
Definitely.
You know, at what point did you reach the moment, what was the crystallizing moment when you say, I can't do it. I gotta have a chef come over here. I gotta have someone join the team.
So for me, the decision was when we knew we wanted to grow from one restaurant to multiple restaurants. If I wanted this to be my only restaurant ever, I could be here every day and make sure things are done the way that I want. But when you go to two restaurants, you can't do that. So in anticipation of growth.
Oh, so here we go again.
We brought.
He said the G word again.
I did. I heard that.
Growth.
Yeah.
We brought Brandon on, and he's been great. He's continued to push our product to be better every day. He pushes our staff to be better every day. He embodies what I want in this restaurant perfectly.
You know, and you answered the question I was just about to ask, and that's why Brandon Dillon. I mean, you don't have to tell me. I know Brandon. He's my brother. But, you know, you say, look, you only get one shot at this. You're going to bring in somebody, have it not work, and go fishing again. You got one shot. Your target is Brandon Dillon. Boom. End of conversation.
Yeah. I'm a big believer in the importance of personality. And Brandon is calm and cool, but he's very confident in what he does. He's not macho and bullies staff. The staff really loves and respects him.
And he doesn't do a typical braise, by the way. If you want a chef to typically braise, Brandon Dillon's not your guy. He wants to do something fun and fresh and innovative. Nothing typical. No typical braising here. Now that you're blushing.
Yeah, I know. I'm blushing too much.
The hue of my Manhattan that Stephen Ott lovingly made for me. So how does it feel to be over here with the Fenton crew?
It's,
I mean, I couldn't imagine just a better fit
like the chemistry, right. the personality, who you guys are as business people,
right.
as people that have a great passion for food and drink. To me, it's a natural relationship.
Mm-hmm. And you know, we're local natives here in Tucson, and we get what Tucson wants. You know, Tyler and I, we talked before, and you know, we've seen each other at other events here in town. And for us to talk, we're all on the same page. We know, we get each other. We know what we like, and it was really meant to be. It's a great transition coming down here. Riley's a monster. You know, this place is great, and I'm honored to actually be working with Tyler. Everything that I do every single day, and to learn from him, it's been great. It's been fun.
So, guys, I've been dying to ask you this. You know, Tucson's been picked as one of UNESCO's gastronomy
right.
centers. That's a huge thing for Tucson, right? Because they mm-hmm. don't give that out.
It's the only city in North America, I think.
It is.
Yep.
And as a matter of fact, only three cities got a UNESCO award in North America this whole year.
That's exactly right.
And we got gastronomy, and I travel a fair bit, and I always like to dive into the local stuff. And I tell you, one of the big things I tell people is that the thing I miss about Tucson is the food.
Right.
And so how does that affect you guys and what you do, knowing that Tucson's been selected for this amazing gastronomy kind of?
Yeah, great question.
You know,
for me, I think it just validates what we do. Validates the desire to keep pushing forward and keep trying to better ourselves every day.
We're actually doing a little photo shoot here.
Yeah.
Because
we're lighting the percentage.
Because the food has arrived.
See, this is why Matt brings me out, because I can professionally light his.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
It's just beautiful. Now, clearly, the adjudication team from the United Nations was dispatched to Riley Craft Pizza and Drink before that designation was made. Is,
right.
is that your sense, Brandon Dillon?
That's it.
Did you get this one yet?
So, all right, we're going to do one more here.
We'll get
now,
this
Brandon,
one.
Of course, we're talking a lot about pizza here. At Riley,
right.
Pizza is in the name
pizza.
of the name of the business.
It is.
People come downtown to Riley for some killer pizza. No pun intended, because it was the home of Riley Funeral Home for.
That's right.
I mean, almost
That's
a,
right.
Almost a well, a long time.
A long time.
But how would you describe the side of the menu at Riley that's not pizza? What do you want that side of the menu to communicate to your guests?
Yeah, you know that's. That was the thing coming here to Riley, is that it's known for its pizza and snacks, doing fresh pasta in-house every single day. That's what I loved about Riley. That was my favorite spots coming downtown. It's one of my favorite restaurants in Tucson. So coming here, just I wanted to do something a little different. Just keeping the Riley menu the way it is, because it is already an amazing menu, but just to do specials every single day. We want, you know, like Sleeping Frog Farms is good friends of ours.
They're heroes.
And they're great people, and to getting their produce every single day, and to kind of to say, hey, we do the pizza, we do the snacks, but this is what we also can do. And we want to be that restaurant powerhouse that I think that we already are. We're a complete restaurant. We have the beer, we have the cocktails, we have the food, we have the fresh pasta. We now have our XO coffee that we use locally.
Absolutely.
So it's a complete restaurant. It's a complete restaurant experience. And want everyone to be, you know, wowed by, wow, they're actually doing more than pizza and snacks. This is great.
And here's a couple of dishes that are, I think, a manifestation of what you mean by that. So where would you suggest we start? I mean, we're surrounded.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not pizza.
By cuisine here. Brandon, what do we got going on here, man?
So, okay, let's just start with the toast here. So we got this ajo rojo garlic that is from Sleeping Frog Farm, which is phenomenal. So it's not that spicy garlic that you really get. It's a sweet, well-balanced garlic. And then on top is this this soft goat's cheese, almost like a brie. It's cultured like brie. So it's not cow's milk, but it's goat's milk from California. Then we got these local microgreens on top, a little extra virgin olive oil, which is Tyler actually came up with this last minute, believe it or not, because he said the two best things in life that I've had is toast with roasted garlic and raviola. So I was like, well, we have that amazing cheese that we get from Blue that we have on our menu. So
Hannah Fryer,
yeah,
love her.
Yep.
Man, you nailed it.
We met her on our first show with you.
That's how we roll, Tyler. Yeah. That's what we do. We're matchmakers.
Exactly.
Talking about matchmaking on this gorgeous dish.
Yeah, that garlic is phenomenal.
The garlic, you get that roastiness of the garlic, the creaminess of that. And you said that's a goat, Brandon?
Yeah, that's a goat.
Which tastes really...
It's an earthy
like
brie. Yeah, exactly.
Microgreens over here, just wonderful. wonderful textural differences, yep. Scott. This is a great place to start.
Yeah, you know, sometimes that the goat and the brie, sometimes it, if you're not into those flavors, it can be too strong. I think that mixture is kind of right on.
Never had a goat like
and
that.
And that garlic. Yeah. Well, exactly. And the garlic is, you're right, it's a sweeter,
it's,
roastier.
It's a nice, balanced garlic, which I love.
Next, our commercial break, where are we going next?
This is tomatoes are in season, so we got to do the heirloom tomatoes.
Gorgeous.
And then, so we used the Ajo Rojo garlic again, but we did it with a creme fraiche that we do in house. Nasturtium green. So if you guys are not familiar with the nasturtium, so it's like a horseradish green. So when you get a bite of it, you get that, it's subtle, then it hits you real quick.
So where did the tomatoes come from?
These are locally from Yuma, actually, are great. And then it's lemon oil, salt, pepper, and that's it. And that's, you know, what Riley and what Tyler brings, that we love the simplicity of things. We like to keep everything really, really simple. And we don't like to overdo anything with our plates.
And you just can't get good nasturtia these days. I mean, now we found a place where nasturtia reigns.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to finish our tasting on the other side of the break, but the time has come
okay.
to see if one of our listeners wants to get a chance
great.
To get a Riley gift card to experience this magnificence for themselves. Have you guys thought about a fun question to ask our listeners today?
I think we settled on what year was the building built.
Okay, great
Ooh,
question.
That's a good one.
Okay, so Riley Craft Pizza and Drink is in this great building downtown. We want to know, what was the year that this building was built? If you think you know the answer to the question, send us an email right now, onthemenulive@gmail.com, onthemenulive@gmail.com. First person that comes in with the right answer is going to get a Riley Craft Pizza and Drink gift card, which can be used at virtually every concept under the roof here and under the ground here. But anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Thank a couple of sponsors. When we come back, we're going to round up our tasting and close things out with Tyler Fenton and Brandon Dillon from our live broadcast from the Tough Luck Club in the basement of Riley Craft Pizza and Drinks. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned, fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including fundraising for local charities and food demonstrations at local events. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com for the latest in local dining action and amazing dining deals throughout the year. And follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. We're having a great time.
No,
broadcasting
it's not
live.
Over.
It's almost over. But, you know, there was a guy quick on the draw. The trivia question has been answered correctly. We're going to get this guy a gift card. But, Tyler, when was this building built?
1906.
1906. Now, you look great for having been open for 110 years, guys. Oh, how many you're having. But anyway, Brandon Dillon said, we have to try this dish before this show is over. And Brandon, you look like that you are gazing your eyes lovingly on this dish with great pride.
I want to eat
purpose.
It. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to eat it. This is my show. What did you plate up for us, man?
All right, so classic rigole here. But instead, usually rigole is made with beef. We did pork neck. Since we are lovers of pork here, we had to do that.
A pork neck rigole.
Yeah, so we just and we had the Sleeping Frog Farms brought us that Swiss chard that we braised, did a little fontina bechamel, rolled it up, braised it in a tomato prosciutto broth. And then after that, we got these carrots from Sleeping Frog Farms that we roasted in our pizza oven. And then we got this Hayden Mills
White
Sonoran wheat berries.
Let me just say, Hayden Mills, what an amazing group
right.
of people over
Phoenix.
There.
Phoenix.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I know. Now, I asked you the question, Tyler. I think I'm going to answer the question about one dish on the menu that represents the nod to tradition, but the energy and creativity to cast the net a little bit more widely and
right.
get innovative. This is a great dish. Classic rigole, but you've just done something fun and funky and Dylan-esque to it. A tomato prosciutto, would you say broth, or what was that?
That is a tomato prosciutto broth. So we do a lot of prosciutto here at Riley. So we have all the skins and the ends that we can't really slice. So what we did with that is that we
put it right into that tomato broth and braise it with that brujol, and it's heaven.
It's pretty magical.
It's a nice dish.
You're not saying anything, Matt. Your eyes are rolling in the back of your head.
And to get this dish for $19 at Riley right now.
No, it's not $19.
It's a steal. It's a steal.
It's a $28 dish.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's be serious. It's a beautiful sized portion. Beautifully plated up. So presentation, obviously, just as important. I mean, that's the way you do things here.
Yeah.
You sort of eat with your eyes at the beginning. So the pizza here, off the hook, artisan style. You just crafted with intelligence, but cast the net, try some other things on this great menu. Again, I haven't had a good pork neck in a long time, Scott Legere. I mean, a pork neck and nasturtium, my day's done.
You know how many times I hear that?
Anyway, guys, unbelievable. I mean, this is what we're talking about. When we're on the street talking about great sort of culinary experiences, Riley is part of that conversation. Now, we're here in the middle of summer. We know we've lost a couple people, you know, that like to go out and find bodies of water. Looking around the Tough Luck
Park, yeah.
There's no question that a lot of people are choosing to stay here during the summertime.
Yeah.
You guys got anything planned for the rest of the summer and as you're heading into fall?
So we're doing the Summer in the City discount all summer long, all downtown. You get 10% off here. Other than that, we're just whatever we get in locally sourced and just doing specials every single day. So,
and the local spirit is still very much a part of the Riley commitment to quality.
Exactly.
Right? It's using local providers.
I thought he was going to say kayaking down the Rito, but whatever.
We can do that.
On the rainy days.
Now, let me ask you this, Tyler Fenton. You know, I'm sure that now that Brandon's here, that means you might sometimes have like a Friday night off every now and then.
Yeah.
Now, if you're going to go out and enjoy a nice meal here in Tucson, and you're not going to be eating at your own place, you're actually going to venture out and have a meal somewhere else. What are some of the places you like to go frequent?
I have a pretty short list of frequent places I go to.
Lay them on me.
I want to hear this.
If I'm staying downtown, I generally go to Penka.
Oh, yes.
With my wife. We sit at the bar, cocktails and tacos.
Perfecto.
Bone marrow. Boom.
Love Boom. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Penka's great.
Cafe Pogacosa and Oban.
Oban.
Boy, you've got just three right there.
Yeah.
Some of our favorites. What about you, Brandon?
All right, so I'm an East Sider, okay? So my favorite spot that is a gym, it's called the Quesadillas, okay?
Oh.
It's on Grand Craycroft. So they do everything mesquite. They do mesquite smoked quesadillas.
Up on the northeast side there in that little spot.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
where Mama Llamas
used to be. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. It is the best Mexican. Okay, there's a lot of good Mexican food, but I am prejudiced, and I have to say that place is...
I've heard that from like two or three people.
It's great.
And I mean, because it's kind of nondescript on the outside.
Yeah.
There's nothing showy or flashy about
right.
it. But I heard it really is an amazing experience.
Yeah. And Gray's, I love everything that they're doing down there. That's a great burger joint. And then I got to give it to Ryan Clark at PY Steakhouse. Come on. Why not?
We
you
just
know,
did
right?
our show there last week.
Exactly.
Had
you know,
a great
so,
time. And he's doing big on the sous vide
yeah,
thing over there
exactly.
as well.
He's, you know, taking everything to another level at the casino, which he loves. So.
What do you miss most about working at Ryan Clark's side all these years?
Ryan's whim every day, I guess. He's a very animated guy. I know him forever. You know, we're good friends. But, yeah, it's hard not working with your best friend anymore, but at the same time, it's great because, you know, we're all, you know, doing our own things and having our own vision everywhere else. So.
I mean, I wish I could work with Tyler Fenton every day.
And, yeah. I mean, look at that smile. Every day I come to that.
Don't you need your own, like, personal MC to go with you wherever you go to announce your arrival to every restaurant, every bar? I mean, you need...
It would definitely make my life more interesting.
You've earned your own personal MC. Let me ask you this. If you've got to take everything out of your refrigerator at home, but for one item, you have to clean out the fridge at the Tyler residence refrigerator, and there's only room for one thing in your home refrigerator, what that's going to be?
Flour tortillas?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Half and half for me.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Half and half and flour tortillas.
Yeah.
I'm getting it.
If I get you the flour tortillas, the raw ones, so you can cook them.
Flour right? tortillas.
Yeah. Anita Street Market flour tortillas.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh, and now she's calling us right now. Anita, what about you, Brandon?
Chips and salsa all day.
Chips and salsa and flour
well,
tortillas.
Two things. Do we have time for where's the best?
You can make it one
town.
Thing.
Okay. You know what? New York Post just ranked Tucson the Sonoran dog at BK.
Of course.
The number eight hot dog in the country. It beat out Portillo's in Chicago.
Wow.
It beat out Nathan's in New York.
Of course.
Best Sonoran dog in Tucson?
Man.
The cart that used to be in front of... what's now the Screamery on Congress.
The guy
used to hassle me about looking like Seth Rogen, but made a great Sonoran hot dog.
I was just going to say, you so look like Seth Rogen.
Oh, man. BK's is great. That's tough. There's so many of them.
Exactly. There's carts all over, and you can smell them all over the place, right?
I don't even know. Everyone's drunk downtown, and you stop at a hot dog stand and get a Sonoran dog somewhere. But, let's just stick with BK's.
Tyler Fenton, hours of operation here at Riley. Go.
During the week, we open at 11, close at 10. On the weekends, we open at noon. And for summer, I believe we're closing at 10. During the year, we stay open until 11. Basement opens at 5 every day and closes at midnight during the week, 2 on the weekends. Beer Garden's the same.
Whenever they can roll Matt Russell out of here.
Tyler Fenton and Brandon Dillon, thank you so much for all you do. Scott Letier, always fun.
Yes, sir, baby.
If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it's On The Menu Live.